It's indeed a joy and a privilege for Ruth and I to be with you this evening. We bring our greetings from the saints in Charlotte and the saints in Baldwin. We read from 1 Peter the expression, the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord endureth forever. 1 Peter 1 and verse 25. In Genesis chapter 15, I believe it's the first time we find the expression, the word of the Lord. Genesis chapter 15 and verse 1, it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not. In chapter 14, Abraham had refused to accept anything from the king of Sodom. And here in chapter 15, the Lord would appear to him and say to him, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Yes, no good thing will the Lord withhold from them that walk according to his word, the word of the Lord. We also have the expression in verse 4, behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine ear, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine ear. Yes, God knows the desires of our hearts, and how wonderful to know that he is for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? And he desires to bless. He's a giving God. And we sang in our hymn, how firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid up for faith in God's excellent word. It says in verse 4, his grace all sufficient shall be your supply. Fear not, he's with us. Oh, be not dismayed, he's our God and will still be our aid. He'll strengthen us and help us and cause us to stand upheld by his gracious, omnipotent hand. As we sang this hymn, I thought of Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17. Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 17. We'll read from verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. It shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass, after a while, that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Do you know that there is another Elijah in the scriptures? We find the other Elijah in Ezra chapter 10. That Elijah in Ezra 10 was a priest. This Elijah, we're told, was a prophet. The Elijah in Ezra 10 disobeyed the word of the Lord. He was one amongst many who took strange wives. And this was in disobedience to the word of God. The Elijah, the prophet, we find that he has a reverence. He appreciates, he values, he treasures the word of the Lord. It's as if he esteemed it more than his necessary food. His movements, his directions were all as guided by the word of the Lord. We do not read rather much about Elijah the prophet before we come to this chapter. But James in his epistle tells us something about Elijah. James tells us that he prayed earnestly. We're reminded about the Lord Jesus. It is said of him, he prayed more earnestly. His sweat became, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Elijah, before he appeared to Ahab, knew what it was to pray. He was a man of prayer. He knew the word of God. He knew that if Israel departed from the true and living God, if they failed to honor him, to walk according to his word, then Jehovah would shut up the heavens. There'd be no rain. There'd be no dew. And his prayer was aligned to the word of God. And he prayed that there be no rain nor dew for 3 years and 6 months. He confronts Ahab. Ahab, a wicked king. He did more to provoke the Lord than any of his predecessors. And all his predecessors were wicked men. Elisha says to Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand. In chapter 18 and verse 15, we have a similar expression from the lips of Elijah. He says, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand. Before whom I stand. There's a lovely verse which would suggest that standing would suggest that he was ready to serve. He was ready to serve. Before whom I stand ready to serve. I stand ready to do the bidding of the Lord God of Israel. And Elijah said, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Very short message, but a very pointed message, a very direct message. Ahab had no doubt as to what was said. But think of Elijah before the king. According to the scriptures, he wasn't dressed in the most attractive garment, but he found his way into the presence of the king. He was marked by courage. He was not fearful. He had the word of God. And he delivered the word of God without adding to it or taking away from it. He gave Ahab the word of God. And having done so in faithfulness, it says in verse 2, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith. Get thee hence. That's a command. That's a command. And in the word of God, we find many commands. Why are there commands in the word of God? They're there for you and I to obey. That's why they're there. We have no choice. It's not an option. For example, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. Is that a command? I take it as a command. I do not have an option. There are many commands in the word of God. God gives them to us for us to obey them. Get thee hence. In other words, Elijah, depart. Depart. But then there is direction. Turn thee eastward. Turn thee eastward. Not to go westward. Not to go northward or southward. You remember Jonah. Jonah went in the opposite direction. We know he fell into difficulties. Elijah was told to go eastward and hide thyself. There is instruction. In the word of God, we have direction and we have instruction. We have commands, and they are all there for our blessing. For our blessing. How thankful we are for God's word. The Lord said to Elijah, he's to hide himself by the brook Cherith. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. We find the words, the brook, in verse 3. The brook in verse 4. The brook in verse 5. The brook in verse 6. The brook in verse 7. Elijah went by the brook. And there he drank of the brook. And he ate what the Lord provided. Bread and flesh in the morning. Bread and flesh in the evening. And God provided a courier service to provide, to carry his meal to him. A raven. You know, in Luke, we're told that the Lord cares for the raven. He commands the fowls of the air. All are under his authority. He says, I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. I don't think a raven would give up a piece of flesh easily. But morning and evening, the ravens provided, carried Elijah's meal. By application, do you know that many of the Lord's people are working for unsaved men, unsaved women? And God is using unsaved people to put bread on the table of many of his dear people. God is not limited. So great is our God. In fact, Elijah's name means, "My God is Jehovah." My God is Jehovah. And he would be true to his name. He would trust in Jehovah to meet all his needs, to provide for him. Trust in him, ye saints, forever. He is faithful, changing never. Neither force nor guile can sever those he loves from him. Elijah was a man walking in communion, in fellowship with God. He trusted God. He took God at his word. The time came when the brook dried up. And the lesson, I believe, is this. Do not trust in the brook, but trust in the God of the brook. Trust in the God of the brook. The brook dried up. But dear brethren, the book, B-O-O-K, will never dry up. The brook might dry up, but the book will never dry up. The word of the Lord lives and abides forever. In the Psalms, we're told, he shall drink of the brook in the way. The Lord Jesus, while here on earth, thy law is within my heart. I delight to do thy will. His joy, his all was found in carrying out the will of his God and Father. He enjoyed as a man the word of God. You remember how the devil would come to him. And how was the devil defeated? Luke 4, Matthew 4. It is written, the Lord Jesus would say, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The brook dried up, but the book will never dry up. Oh, that we might be those who love the book, who love the word of God, those who read it, those who meditate upon it, those who seek to live it out in a world that has no regard for the word of God. You remember the king in Jeremiah's day, how he took his penknife and cut up the word of God and threw it into the fire. No regard for God's word. Millions of the pages of scripture have gone up in flames, but the word of God lives and abides. Before God gave the command for that word to be written in Jeremiah's time, he destroyed the man who destroyed his word. The word of the Lord lives and abides forever. Now, Elijah is by the brook. There's no water in the brook. What must Elijah do? Do you not know that God knew that the brook had dried up? God knew everything. The brook dried up. And we read in verse 8, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow to sustain thee. He commanded the ravens. Now he commanded a widow. We do not find where Elijah questioned the Lord. Lord, you're sending me now to a place where Jezebel may have influence. You're sending me outside the borders of Israel. Is that really what you want for me? The word of the Lord. That's all Elijah needed. That's all Elijah wanted. Dear saints, that's all you and I need. The word of the Lord. We need nothing more than his word. How firm a foundation he sends of the Lord is laid up for faith in his excellent word. Faith in his word. Trusting his word. Believing his word. One brother used to say that we ought to pray believing prayers. Believing prayers. And I believe that's the type of prayer Elijah prayed. He believed God would honor his word. Yes, God honors his word above his name, we're told. Oh, that you and I might believe wholeheartedly in the word of God. He said to Abraham, fear not. And Elijah would say to this woman, fear not. He is on his way to Zarephath because the Lord is sending him. It says, he arose and went. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, not a widow, but behold, the widow. Behold, the widow. How gracious is our God. He did not allow him to enter the city and wander, look around, search. At the very gate of the city, Elijah would behold the widow. And she was gathering sticks. He called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. He had traveled a distance. The brook, there was no water in the brook. And I dare say, he was thirsty. And all he wanted was a little water. A little water. I remember traveling with an older brother in Jamaica from Kingston to Ocean View Bible Camp. And when we got to the camp, we went into the kitchen and he asked some sisters there for a little water. And before he took the first sip, he gave thanks for the water. He gave thanks for the water. How many of us would have done that? He gave thanks for the water. That left an impression on my own heart. Scripture says, in everything, give thanks. Even for a cup of cold water, we ought to be thankful for it. He said, a little water. And then he said, as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread, a small portion of bread. And then she said to him, as the Lord thy God liveth. She was in a heathen land, but she spoke of the living God. I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. Behold, I'm gathering not three sticks or four sticks, but two sticks. And I believe she had in mind one stick for her and one stick for her son. And then she said she was going to dress it, they were going to eat it, and then die. What a situation. A widow woman, her one son, not much in the house. They'd come to the last meal, and then she would die, she and her son. Elijah said to her, fear not. He brought a calm to her soul. Fear not. Do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first. Bring it unto me. And after, make it for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel. And look what the Lord God of Israel said. the barrel of meal shall not waste. Barrel of meal. She saw only a handful of meal, but God had in mind a barrel of meal. Neither shall the cruse of oil. She saw only a little oil until the day that the Lord sendeth rain. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. She and he and her house did eat many days. And notice, the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. The word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. You must have heard, typically, the oil would speak of the Holy Spirit, and the meal would speak of Christ himself. Divine persons, yes, divine persons can never fail, can never fail. There's a little chorus we used to sing, he never failed me yet, he never failed me yet. The Lord Jesus can never fail. The Spirit of God who indwells us will never fail us. We're adequately supplied for until the day, what a day that will be, when our Savior we shall see, when we gaze upon his face, the one who saved us by his grace. What a day, glorious day that will be. It speaks in the end of verse 14, until the day. Until the day. Dear saints, we have the word of the Lord. Let us stand on the word of the Lord. Let us stand on the word of the Lord. Let us love the word of the Lord. Let us be guided by the word of the Lord. Let us be directed by the word of the Lord.